Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of September, recording at 9:34 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little higher. Mainland China's A-shares were an exception, down a little bit. The Philippines probably had the best gains and is accelerating a bit to the upside. India's rock steady performance edged higher once again, and the Indian banks index hit a new all-time high. In Europe, we had steady action with the gains over 1% on average. That's taken the DAX, which is up just under 1%, but it's taken DAX to 6,221, the UK FTS index to 5,494. Now, Europe closed when Wall Street was near its highs of the day. That's when the Dow was up over 70 points. More importantly, the S&P was up 8 or 9. Those gains were pegged back a bit, but still we still saw higher closes. The S&P up 0.5% at 1104, for instance, and the NASDAQ composite up to 2236. Long-dated government bonds were hammered here today. The 30-year Treasury bond is currently down 1:17. Let's see elsewhere. The U.S. dollar. Now, I hadn't followed that much today. It's unchanged against the yen. dollar's a little bit steadier against the euro, but it's weaker against the Australian dollar. The Australian dollar has been quite firm in the last few days. Gold slipped here today. It had traded as high as $1,258.90, but is currently $11 lower at $1,243.95. That's lower on the day. Other precious metals also weakened a bit. Silver back to 1977. In the grain and bean complex, they started off weaker, but then wheat roared back, more than offsetting yesterday's sharpish decline. Corn closed up at 470 and 7 3/4. That's up over 8 cents. And Soybeans had been down the most early on in the day, but just closed with a very small loss. Rough rice was also higher. So a good, solid sector performance overall. Industrial metals were mostly a little bit lower. And sugar was definitely stronger in here today. I think cocoa was down. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we're still very much range-bound. That creates plenty of indecision overall. But as Owen's table pointed out, when he showed the number of stock markets which had broken to new highs over a three-month period, and with the strength of the ASEAN market sector, strength of India, the strength of the South American markets, we've also got in Europe, we've got Sweden and Denmark, which had been among the firmest, testing their highs once again. Germany isn't all that far off a similar test. And the U.S. has recovered very strongly from its short-term oversold condition at the end of last month. Now, what this shows us on the charts I feel is that a lot of this ranging looks like support building at the lower levels. And the overall patterns, and some of these ranges go back to really September, October of last year. To me, they look very much like an extremely lengthy consolidation following the explosive early advance that we had off the 2009 lows. And this process has been one of mean reversion, and it has also persisted, the sideways ranging activity, due to the uncertainty overhanging the U.S. Economy in particular. But overall, as I say, it does look like support building. If you use the commonality technique and looked through all stock market indices, and I would commend that to any viewer, because you look through and you see how many are breaking up and how many are actually breaking down. Well, they're precious few breaking down, and they tend to be very minor markets where they are breaking down. And although most are still range-bound, there are quite a few that are testing the upper side of their ranges, and then there are the ones that I mentioned earlier, which have moved on to new highs for the year, and in some instances, new all-time highs. So that nets out positively overall at a time that is still noted on average for its seasonal underperformance. So I think we're on schedule with the forecast that I've had for a number of months that we would see a fourth quarter lengthy ranging phase, then followed by fourth quarter gains. But of course, some markets have jumped the gun and done exceptionally well. My goodness, if you look at Thailand and the Philippines, and we've posted those charts recently, and you see some upward acceleration there. It would make me nervous if everything had accelerated upwards to the same extent. It would be tight trailing stop territory. But when we bear in mind how much some of these stock markets actually ranged before starting to move higher in the last couple of months, there's a lot of underlying support is the point I'm trying to make, and I think valuations are reasonable and monetary policy remains reasonable. Now, what about these long-dated government bonds? Well, I think the bull run is over, and I think we're going to see higher yields for these long-dated government bonds. Now, I don't expect short-term interest rates to go up in the West, but I think that, again, the heavy bond slate, the heavy issuance of bonds by the government, a certain amount of indigestion on the part of bond buyers, and I think the leveraged trading that we have seen in long-dated government bonds is likely to be at least partially unwound. Because it doesn't take too much in the way of a weaker market, rising yields, for that to put leveraged traders under some pressure. And it really passes the task of supporting the market over to the Fed. I don't expect a bond rout anytime soon, but it depends how you define a bond route, and I will in a moment. But I think, as I've already said, that we have seen another trough in yields for the U.S. Treasuries, which most people have their eyes on. That trough is a little bit above the low that we actually saw in, I believe it was in at the end of 2008. So I think the yields will rise overall, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a U.S. 10-year yields, for instance, which got down to 2.4 at one stage. I wouldn't be surprised to see them move back to 4% at some stage next year, and it may well be in the first half of the year. Okay, in terms of currencies, I don't think we'll see a huge amount of action, but commodities are strong. If we get the gains in stock markets in the fourth quarter that I expect, some of that commonality, well, first place that would be taking place because forecasts of a considerably weaker China will be seen as wide of the mark, and I think they are wide of the mark. But also, if stock markets remain steady, then the double dip recession fears for the U.S. will have faded, and more people will be talking about the varying strengths of economies within an ongoing and expanding global economic recovery. And in that case, I would expect to see additional firmness in the industrial commodities, and that's what the charts are indicating at this stage. Now, a trouble spot, not at the moment, but potentially, is in the grain and bean prices. And the chart patterns indicate that we could well have food price inflation in developing and perhaps becoming quite significant next year. Now, it's not guaranteed that the charts will fulfill that potential from those base formations. And for them to fulfill that potential, we need to have a continuation of the unfavorable weather conditions that have created the strength that we've seen in the grain and bean complex to date. Now, that's in the hands of the gods, you could say, but I think it's a real risk, and I position myself in line with that possibility in terms of my trading account with long positions. If we were to get a sharp spate of food price inflation, that would create a headwind for stock markets, but an even bigger headwind, I think, for government bonds. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But overall, this is still an attractive time for equities, and I think China will be moving beyond its big IPO offering phase in the next 2 or 3 months. Valuations are low there by China standards, given the growth rate that we're actually seeing. I like that market. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.